Hello, it's Peter Wright and Kathleen Beauvais with another episode of the weekly wrap-up, the week that was on the Yakking Show. And this is the week ending Friday, the 19th of April, 2024. And it's spring in our part of the world. And for our Southern Hemisphere friends, you're heading into autumn or fall. We've had a week of April showers, but we've had a week of warm weather, which we're very grateful for. So first, hi, Kathleen. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Peter. Thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. We're going to start off with our cat tip.
Oh, yes, of course. So today's for you feline fans. Trim, T-R-I-M, was a seafaring tuxedo cat that sailed on expeditions with British navigator Matthew Flinders. Born aboard the HMS Reliance in 1799, the brave kitten once fell overboard and managed to climb back up by grabbing hold of a rope. In 1996, a bronze statue of Trim was placed at the Mitchell Library in Sydney, Australia. How about
that? That is interesting. And of course, it was very common in the old days for ships to carry cats to keep the rat and mouse population down, because you read those old stories, the rats would get on board on the anchor ropes when the ships were tied up in port, right? Plus often carried on board. And then they started putting those cones on the ropes to stop the rats. But rats are resourceful. They get into loads of bags and then the cargo that's being loaded. I know from farming in Africa, very difficult to keep control of rat population. But we're not here to talk about rats. We're here to talk about what happened on the Yakking Show.
Yes.
So our guest on Tuesday was Kim Beam, and she was an interesting youngish lady, and she is an intuition coach. She's also a cancer survivor, and she helps many women get on with their lives after some sort of trauma or if they're just a little bit lost. And she talks about mindfulness and meditation. So if you want to find out more about that, hop onto the website and look, or Podbean on the audio, and or YouTube, and listen or watch Kim Beam's episode. We didn't have anything on Thursday last week. We've finished all our premium episodes. We will have more success secrets to come. Hopefully the next one will be next week. So let's talk about next week's guest, a very interesting person, DJ Kadagian, who's a filmmaker and an author. And I've just got to check on his fact sheet here, so I'm still paying attention. But
fascinating, Peter. Absolutely,
wasn't he?
Fascinating. Oh, my gosh. For those of you who are interested in the near-death experience, DJ studied this phenomenon for probably 25 to 30 years, mm-hmm. and spoke with thousands of people that went through this experience, and he recounts commonalities among these, and some of them will absolutely shock you. So it's one episode that you won't want to miss, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Plus, he talks about his experience in the Amazon. He's been a number of times to the Amazon, gone through the whole ayahuasca ceremony, taking the potent brew. And he's also been to the Sacred Valley in Peru, which is slightly different, but somewhat similar experiences. And he went on his own into the desert in Arizona. That's yet another interesting tale. So lots of interesting stuff on that episode coming up on Tuesday next week.
Yes.
That's about it from me. But Kathleen, you've been digging into the health side of things. So let's tell our audience what you found this week.
Peter, I found something very interesting, and I bet you weren't aware that DNA can actually be repaired. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's surprising ways to heal your DNA. So there's evidence that COVID-19 and its vaccines are likely to injure our DNA. Many people are exploring ways to mitigate the potential side effects. And while most people think that it's impossible to repair your DNA, well, think again, it is possible. For example, a hard day's work and you have a good night's sleep, you wake up feeling completely refreshed in the morning because your body undergoes silent repairs during sleep. Even if we haven't been affected by COVID-19, other external, internal factors such as ultraviolet light, radiation, Environmental toxins, food additives, and even stress can negatively affect our DNA, Peter. Some people find meditation and mindfulness to be such a waste of time, or they just cannot quiet their mind to be able to meditate. Well, there are countless studies out there, Peter, that show that practicing meditation can lead to positive changes in gene expression. So, a 2020 review found that both extended and short-term meditation can positively affect your gene expression, reducing factors that cause DNA damage and even repairing the DNA. So even a one-day meditation can switch on genes related to staying healthy and fighting off sickness. But on the other hand, those people who just spent a relaxing, normal day just doing, just a relaxing day, didn't actually repair their DNA by doing that. Specifically, this study found that pivotal pathways responsible for DNA repair and stability are consistently improved after meditation. And the other thing is, listening to music is another simple act that is found to enhance your DNA repair. And specifically, listening to classical music increases the expression of genes related to dopamine, inducing a sense of well-being. So our DNA is susceptible to frequencies. So when you listen to music, you don't just listen to music with your ears, you listen with your muscles, your cells, and your DNA as well. All of that is listening. So the muscle permeates our entire, this permeates our entire being. So listen to that music. And they specifically state classical music, Peter, but sometimes I like to listen to meditation music, spa music, something very relaxing. So I don't know if it's necessarily classical or just a relaxing type of music. I don't think heavy metal counts for that. So.
No, I don't think so. Ah, that is really interesting, and that reminds me that when we look at meditation, the guest that we put the episode we published this week with Kimberly Beam, she was talking about a system of imagine a leaf, because I commented to her that I find it very difficult to meditate. My brain is just too, my mind is too full of stuff. She says, well, take each thought that floats into your mind and put on a leaf and let it watch it float down the river. And that's the way to get rid of all those. Remember that? She was very good on that. And then, of course, an episode coming up in 2 weeks' time with Douglas Mulhall talking about epigenetics has a lot of bearing on what you, Kathleen, what you've just been talking about, how these external factors can hinder or help our gene expression, right? And again, he talks about meditation in there. So yeah, lots of interesting stuff in that, and lots we can do. And the last one, again, talking about longevity, one of the common threads in the blue zones around the world where many people live to over 100 is that they all do some physical work every day, right into their 90s. They don't sit doing nothing. Plus they have healthy diets. But the two big factors were work, physical work every day, and a good network of social contacts, family and friends. Those were the two most important ones. Interesting. Good. So you got any last thoughts on that, Kathleen?
Oh, there's just, when it comes to health and healing, there's so many different pathways to healing, right? There's not just the conventional methods that we always hear about, but there's always other means. And I really urge everybody out there to look into that for themselves, because you have to advocate for yourself. And so that's my little message for today.
Right, and we have links in the description or show notes. You will find links to two companies that provide herbal remedies that we both find good and we represent. So have a look at that. And that's it. Make sure you don't miss out on our guests that are coming up. We have some really interesting guests. Hop onto the website, theyakingshow.com, hit the purple button on the homepage, top or bottom, and sign up for our weekly email where we tell you who's coming this week and who's coming next week. And that's it, one email a week. And that's it for me. Thanks for watching and listening. Back to you, Kathleen.
Well, Peter, we have some amazing guests on this show. and such high caliber. I can't believe the quality of guests that we have on this show. And so I invite any of you out there who think that you might be interested in being a guest on the show, visit us at theyakingshow.com. Click on the Contacts tab where you will find a short application form. So until next week, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.